from the
quarter-on. It is on, and it's running.
Maybe turn the mics on.
Yeah, ready. Okay, we're going to call a meeting tonight of the BZA board. Bethel Township. And the way we operate this is we will state the case, state our names, state the cases. And anybody that has anything to add or subtract, we ask that you come up and swear yourself in. And we'll just go from there, start to read a case and get a motion.
All right. Do you guys want to do intros?
Take a roll call.
All right. Mike Arnold, Planning and Zoning.
Nikki O'Quinn, Board of Zoning Appeals. I guess I can turn that on. Nikki O'Quinn, Board of BZA. There we are.
Zach Stouter, also BZA.
Darren Anderson.
Steve Owens.
All right. First case tonight, well, the only case tonight, is case CU-05-23. A request from Blandy Enterprises, located 5576 State Route 202, Tip City, Ohio 45371, to operate a health and wellness center, a 60.35 acre parcel, currently zoned A2, Miami County Parcel ID A01-07185. Up on the screen, it's just a picture of the building. That's not the one you want. All right. So we got a picture of the building. That's what we got. So it's A2 across the board, 60.35. Health and wellness was a definition that was just put into effect earlier this year. So I've given everyone here a copy of the definition. And that's all I have, unless you guys have some questions for me.
Do you have anyone lined up to offer their services yet?
We do, actually. My name is Blaine Bowman, and I'm the owner of Blaine Enterprises that owns the property there at Harmony Farm.
You swear to tell the truth?
I swear to tell the truth. So when I bought the property, the facility that's shown in the picture was used as what they considered health and wellness. They did different forms of physical therapy, massage therapy. They did some sound therapy. There was a mental health therapist there as well at that time. Since we have been working on the property, we have renovated the inside of the building in preparations to open it back up to being used as it was before. And I'll let Margie speak a little bit more to it, but yes, the answer to that is we do have, I think, potentially 20 therapists somewhere.
We can hold up to that, so more jobs can be created.
Okay.
Yeah. So our goal was to use the third floor as like the monthly renters that have patients that come in or mm-hmm. clients every day. Mm-hmm. And then the downstairs, we would use that where they have like dividing walls to come in, to use those spaces down there as like, we call flex rooms. Flex space. Mm-hmm. So if somebody wants to come in and do a sound therapy session, they can just rent that space for an hour. Do you want to come up and
state your name?
Yes, my name is Margie DeHays, and I've been in the wellness industry for 25 years. I'm from Tip City. I've lived there for 31 years. So I would like to share, because being in the industry, you know, I know that, and also having family in the medical industry as well, that there is a definite need for bridging the gap between holistic medicine and also conventional medicine. And with that, not only do we provide services for the community, but we also, because I do have a huge connection in the medical field with Kettering Hospital, so we would like to provide, you know, a place for our medical professionals to be able to come. I've worked and done a lot of free services for like the Tip City Fire and Police and everywhere from Westchester all the way up to Tip City. So just providing those spaces for that wellness for them as well. So not just to provide for our community, but for our medical professionals as well.
Thank you.
So you say medical professionals, that means is there people from medical professionals from the hospital want to help you with this thing?
They would actually come for their own piece of wellness.
Okay.
Yeah. So one of the things that was approached to me during the COVID, right before COVID, was medical professionals at like Kettering see a need for their staff to have that because of so much pressure, especially through the 3 years of COVID. A lot of pressures, a lot of mental health illness that went through those procedures, and they just feel like their employees need a safe place that they could go to have that wellness provided for them.
And then how many different types of therapy do you
There
would
could
be
all kinds of, I mean, from a person that does massage therapy to reflexology to the sound therapy, mental health, wellness, chiropractic. And everybody there that we do have there, we make sure that they are providing a malpractice insurance, so they're covered and, you know, and secured, and they are recognized by the state through that as well. So we do make sure that all the certifications are required.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Any questions?
Anybody else have anything?
No.
You'll have to come in and enjoy your session.
Are you going to have regular hours for this business?
We'll have flex hours because people are moms and dads and do take care of their families. So they can have, most of the time it's going to be in a regular formal, a 9-to-5 kind of thing. Sometimes we might have like the mental health therapist, she'll see people like after hours.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, maybe a, you know, 5-to-8 kind of time frame. But I know Andy has put in, you know, as far as having lighting and stuff, so secure the property, so that way we do have cameras and lightings and locks and things like that for protection as well.
And I'm going to, hanging on to that flex part, so possibly even services on the weekends.
Yeah, okay. In fact, I know from the past, one of the things that the previous or the original owner said that they would have a lot of people because they work 9-to-5 during the week and they don't have time and their kids are busy in schedules, so they wanted to have weekend options. Saturdays are usually a big day.
Is that the only thing that's going to be operating in that building?
As far as like the wellness?
Well, health
yeah.
and wellness.
Well, some educational events too, like we'll have free public health and wellness, like, you know, I can do that as well. And other practitioners might want to do that. That may be a workshop because the downstairs, the main floor, with those flex rooms that you can pull the curtains back and forth or the dividers, you can open them up and have like a forum. Like when we want to have our formal open house, which we're hoping to have that soon, once things, you know, Andy and the rest of the people there feel like we're ready to go, we want to open that up to the public to come and see. See, and not only that, but one of the other things that I'm really passionate about is to bring community into it. Like, for instance, the Miami County Arts Council, we want them to be able to display their art there so they can see what our community is about. So we want to kind of tie that together in a partnership to promote local businesses as well.
Anybody from the audience has anything to add?
I just have a question. Right, come up.
Sure.
Michelle Frogner, 7105 South Palmer Road. Do I need to?
Swear to tell the truth?
Yes. Okay. I just wanted to know, I can ask you, are these independent contractors that you oversee?
Yes.
When you're talking about, so they might rent a space for a week or whatever. And
okay.
Yeah,
so
you're all
in
the manager.
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought. Thank
yeah.
you.
Anybody else?
Just a question as well.
Alrighty.
Sorry.
Natalie Donahue, 7835 Niagara Road, and
I swear to tell the truth. Just a question. And thank you for clarifying, because I was curious about the hours, the weekends, and also about insurance, you know, that. So thank you for answering that. And I was just going to ask Mike just a general question. I know this went to the county,
mm-hmm.
and then...
Well, this didn't go to the county.
This one didn't come
to? No,
oh,
since it's just a conditional use, it didn't have to go to the county.
Oh, it doesn't have to be. Oh, okay. I didn't know how that process was.
No, the county just heard the text amendment for the health and wellness.
Okay. Really, what I was just going to ask about is, in general, I looked online. Will this be updated eventually? Maybe... Because I was looking to see if
I can't do the updates, but yeah, it's. I hope.
Yeah, I was just wondering.
Yeah, it should be.
When that was, and yeah.
Hopefully soon.
Okay, and that's really all I had. So thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can I clarify something?
Sure.
I want to speak more about the insurance. So it is a requirement of Land Enterprises, which is the owner of the property, that every individual has to have a certificate of insurance on file before they can practice there, just to clarify that. And then they have to sign a lease, whatever arrangement that they have, whether they're a monthly renter or just a flex room renter, they also have to sign a lease, and you have all those on file if there would ever be a need for any of that. But my concrete business occupies one of the rooms I have in that building for my office. That's the only thing outside of health and wellness that goes on in there. It's about a 17 by 22 foot room that's just our office. That's it.
Okay.
Any more questions?
Anybody else? I guess there isn't anybody. Anybody?
No.
Questions from the staff here?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll make a motion to vote on conditional use 05-23 to approve.
Got a second?
I'll second it.
All right. Mr. Owens?
Yes.
Mr. Stouter?
Yes.
Ms. O'Quinn?
Yes.
Mr. Anderson?
Yes.
CU-0523 passes 4-0. I'll get your paperwork done up tomorrow. I think the only thing we had was to approve
minutes
from last month. So.
You guys are free to go if you want. You don't have to stay, but
what's the name going to be?
Harmony First.
Back to the original name.
Nothing's changed.
Okay. Yeah.
Just the person that makes the payment.
Thank you for that. Yeah.
Thank you all. Appreciate it.
Right. Thank you. Thank you for your questions.
Thanks.
We'd love to see you come out. So
thank you.
So how do you find out about the open house?
What's that?
So how do you find out about the open house?
If I could give you a tour around, I'd love to do that.
What is the open house?
She said they were having they were going to have try to have an open house.
Thank you very much.
Margie, when are you having your open house?
We haven't set it yet. We're waiting on him to get the grotto done and just some of the little repairs on the outside still. But I'm very anxious because I would like to have I worked at Channel 2 for a hot second, so I still have maybe a connection there. I'd like to get that, just some publicity around that.
Yeah.
So we'd love to have you guys out there. And anytime you guys need me to come here, I'm all about, because I do a lot of community work as far as with police and fire too, because my son works for MedFlight, so I have kind of a soft heart for that. So
let us know the date.
Okay.
Let Mike know, and he can email all of us.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I would do that as a community,
give
back. So thank you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Have a good
night. Bye. So any other business we have? We have minutes to approve?
Yep.
Do we have enough people here to do that?
I was here.
It was all here in April.
I was here in April.
Yeah, I think the only ones we're
Zach
missing.
Was here.
I was here. So three of us, at least.
Debbie.
Yeah, the only ones we're missing is Debbie, I believe.
So we got three of us. Is that all we need?
Yep. So, Yeah, Jeff's not here.
Okay, do we have a motion to approve the minutes from April?
I'll do the motion to approve.
I'll second.
All right, Mr. Owens.
Yes.
Mr. Stouter.
Yes.
Mr. Quinn.
Yes.
Mr. Anderson.
Yes.
All right. I'll turn those into Andy. He's the one that updates the computer and all that stuff and the website. So.
Okay.
Any other business that we have or any discussions?
No. I don't know if you guys noticed 202 and 40, they got leveled.
Yeah, I've seen that.
So, yeah, so.
They're going to do the gas station? Is that what they're still
planning? They wanted to, but they can't. So the only thing they can do where they don't have to come to any meetings or anything is a convenience store. So that's
yeah, it seems like a, whether it be a store or a gas station, that's an awful crowded place to be coming in and out of.
I know. Well, they know that now. So I mean, they.
Either way,
so
you that, come out over there, it looks like you're going to be coming into a.
Well, that's why they picked a convenience store, because they wouldn't have to go before a board. Jeez. So. But now there's two lots. The convenience store is actually going to be on the second lot. So that whole entire front corner is going to be open.
Oh.
So.
Basically back on 40.
Well, that'll make it a little bit easier.
A little bit. Still bad.
Yeah, yeah. If they have just one entrance off 40, it'd be all right. They can't have an entrance off.
I think they're going for an entrance on. I think they're going for an entrance off both, but I don't know. Yeah. ODOT doesn't report it to us, but
I don't think I'd be too close to
that light.
That's awful.
You would think
the light's right there.
I was thinking your entrance and exit would have to be down 40.
Unless they have an entrance only going northbound.
I'm if they thought that through.
Yeah, a right in, and then on 40, a right in, right out. Might work. That's the only thing I could figure.
Yeah.
But we'll see what they figure out.
Because you got a few cars backed up, but that light on 40, how you going to get out?
Yeah,
I don't see it going being well. But
he'll be like it'll be like Merrill Lee Way.
It might be coming.
Yeah. Maybe.
Okay. Oh, not that bad. Yeah.
But yeah, no, there's really nothing else new that I can think of coming through.
Does it look like we're going to have a meeting next month?
Yeah, a guy just came and put in a variance for a barn yesterday. So
for what?
A barn.
Barn.
Yeah, it's up on Studebaker, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's 200 square foot variance.
What'd you say it was 200?
200 square foot variance.
Is this another one for a motorhome?
Actually, yeah, it is.
Yeah. I think that if not for motorhomes, the barn industry would be cratering right now. I think it's all for motorhomes.
I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, you don't know anything about it.
Okay, so.
Or RVs, whatever.
That's all we have. Do I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Oh, do you guys get the email for the land use plan meeting coming up?
On the 31st?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
31st of this month?
Yeah. If you guys wanted to attend, I know it was more of a zoning commission thing, but we like to let everyone at least know if they want to come. They can.
Yeah.
It's the 31st. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. All right.
So we all done? Are we able to get a motion to adjourn the meeting? Or?
I'll get a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
I'm just trying to make sure I got my calendar.
Everybody want to adjourn? Say aye.
Aye. We're good.
6:50.
All right, I'm going to turn this off. All
right. So what time? I didn't get it. I got the email. What time does it start?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock?